We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 6 of Joy. Today's title is The Reward of Our Hope. Joy is the gift of God to those who trust in Jesus Christ. Our text today comes from Proverbs 10, verse 28. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. Proverbs 10 contains 32 verses written by Solomon that contrast the life of a believer with an unbeliever. John Phillips provides the following explanation of Solomon's words. What hope does the godless person have? He can hope for the best, as the world says, but what is the best? Is it health and strength, peace and prosperity, honor and respect, a rewarding occupation, promotion, applause, a loving family, friends? These are the ingredients in what the world calls the good life. The worldly man can hope for these things, but even if he attains them, death still lurks in the shadows. Death will not be denied. The godless man may laugh himself into hell, but he'll never laugh himself out of it. The expectation of the wicked shall perish, Solomon said. How right he was. Even the wicked acknowledge that you can't take it with you. The contrasting truth is that the hope of the righteous brings joy. Only those who love the Lord have what the New Testament calls a blessed hope, as told to us in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. We certainly have something to look forward to. Jesus is coming again. Heaven and home are ahead. We have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us, as 1 Peter tells us, chapter 1, verse 4. Obviously, it is the righteous person, not the wicked person, who has hope. And that hope is far beyond anything envisioned by Solomon. The context of Proverbs 10:28 is the hope all believers have of the current blessings and future rewards that belong to the godly. In Proverbs 10:28, Solomon gives one reward for the believer that is available both now and in the future. He says, "The hope of the righteous brings joy." This proverb reminds us that when we live God-honoring lives, joy becomes our present-day reward. This means when we choose to walk with God, we invest in our own joy, since joy is the byproduct of a godly life. So living for God increases our joy. The hope of the righteous also promises joy in eternity. As believers, we are confident that God will fulfill all His promises concerning our eternal life in heaven. On that blessed day when we arrive at our everlasting home, we will experience the overwhelming joy of receiving our eternal rewards. On that day, we will be overjoyed that we stayed faithful to God and obeyed His word. We need to remember these truths because oftentimes obedience is equated with drudgery. People are tempted to think that obedience is about what we don't get to do as believers. Instead, obedience is about joy. Notice the following scriptures that display how the Old Testament prophets envision a future time of rejoicing. Isaiah 25:9 says, "It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him that He might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation." Isaiah 35:10 tells us, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." And I love this one in Zephaniah 3:16 and 17. It tells us, "On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing." Zechariah 9:9 tells us, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." As believers, we should live in obedience to God because of the joy we are anticipating. May God encourage you today to stay faithful to Him. You can be certain that your godly living will be rewarded with joy in your heart now and forever. So today, let's ponder this. How is hopelessness tied to despair? How is hope directly connected to joy? If joy is a present-day reward for living an obedient life, how might that truth impact your motivation for serving the Lord? In what ways are you living in anticipation of your eternal rewards? Spend some time today imagining what that day will be like when you meet Jesus face to face. May your time today with Him bring you great joy. Would you please pray with me? Oh, Father, we look so forward to meeting you face to face. May we always be looking for that day and living as if it could be today. Lord, may our joy today spill out to others so that they too may know the reason for our joy. It is you, sweet Jesus. We love you. Amen.